What about communion service? Question number 120. Should believers who are well established in the message celebrate the communion service when they meet together? Answer. As to authorizing the communion service in our own midst, we believe that since we all, as Seventh-day Adventists, have defiled ourselves, as did the Jews at Christ's first appearing, the desire of ages, page 104, and since the sacred service works damnation to those who unworthily receive it, 1 Corinthians 11:29, therefore we dare not now, as Davidians, take unto ourselves its hallowed privilege, until as a people our lives bear convincing evidence of our repentance from the Laodicean condition. The lesson in not authorizing this blessed service in our midst at this time is inversely parallel to that which John the Baptist taught in ordaining and insisting upon the baptismal service then. That is, John's instituting the baptismal service then showed that the Jews were not ready to meet their king, and the rod's not instituting the communion service now shows that neither are we ready to meet our king, and that we must therefore quickly repent from our lukewarmness by the eye salve and anoint our eyes. Then we shall gloriously celebrate the communion service, and the shame of our nakedness will not appear, Revelation 3:18. Those who do not sense this great need are yet blind to the church's undone condition, and to the Lord's holiness. Just a firm outward faith in the message is not enough. Its inward work in our lives is the all-essential and supreme work that must take place in the lives of all of us before we can conscientiously and profitably celebrate the Lord's Supper. Let us hasten that glad day.